Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. As of tomorrow, there are only 12 days left until Christmas. Therefore, I thought that the link below is perfect to give you a little push in the right direction towards joy, peace, happiness, faith, fun, family, gathering, music, singing, reciting poems, going for a walk through winter wonderland, and you name it. There is an abundance of things that we can do to make each other and oneself happy without even spending money on it, or not much, just to get a couple of ingredients to either bake something or cook something or make a little arts and crafts. And I've been posting some of the arts and crafts and things on my Facebook page, just to give you guys some ideas that you can do things with your little ones or with the older people, just to keep people happy and busy and occupied. You know that the more we use our brain and our dexterities, that means our hands and feet and fingers in particular, the less Alzheimer's and dementia can kick in. I'm not saying it does not, but I'm saying it slows it down. So I had a lot of personal experience with my father-in-law, and we realized within 6 months on how different his life had become from being literally a total vegetable with all the sleeping pills and medications he was on after his amputation of his leg, and people just not caring because it was an institution. It was a convalescent home that he was in, and they had so many other patients. They really didn't care about one particular person. Well, that didn't sit well with us. And we took him home, and instead of living only 2 more months max in the convalescent home, which is what probably would have happened, he lived an almost 6 complete years with us, having a lot of fun, joy, gatherings. We sang together, we did things together, we played together, we talked a lot, so he had to answer, and home-cooked meals, and just being around people who cared. Oh my goodness, that changed him around so much. So that's not just for during the year time, you know, it's especially during the holidays. And when we go to the 12 days of Christmas, I found an amazing presentation. You know, the way they wrote the song and the way Roger Whittaker is singing it. So amazing with all the transitions and stuff in it. And it's not just about the 12 days of Christmas, like where the lyrics go. And you probably know it. So if you do know it, say it along with me or sing it along when you listen to it afterwards. I did actually, I was able to hyperlink the song, and the lyrics are going to pop up too when you get it, so you can sing along with Roger. And it says, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, we can wonder afterwards what that means. Let's just go through the words for right now. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 turtle doves. And then, of course, you repeat the day before, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and, of course, a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. It's kind of like a memory game because you have to remember what came before. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 geese of laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans swimming, 6 geese laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 ladies dancing, 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 ladies dancing, 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. And on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 ladies dancing, 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. And it says the songwriter is traditional at Sunny ATV Music Publishing LLC. And you're going to have the song and the lyrics there. And why have I chosen this song? It's not one of my most favorite, or it wasn't, until I learned something new. Do you remember what we did? We started on the 1st, on the 2nd, on the 3rd, up to the 12th. Now let's go on the 12th, on the 11th, on the 10th, on the 9th, on the 8th, back to the 1st. Can we do that? Okay. So I did watch a Christmas movie with my husband. And one lady was organizing a Christmas party for the whole town they were in. They got snowed in, and she started freaking out, and it was just really too much for her mentally. And lo and behold, a doctor appeared because he was stranded. He couldn't fly out of the area. And so he and his daughter went back to that place, and they saw the person, and he says, okay, you trust me? She goes, yes. And you could see she was anxious. She was hyperventilating. She could barely sit or think. She was shaking. And he says, do me a favor. Do you know this song, The 12th Day of Christmas? She goes, yeah. He goes, let's start on the 12th day and count backwards. What happened on the 12th day of Christmas? So she started counting, and she started going back. And when she was back to 1, if I wouldn't have seen it, it was done so well in the movie. And then I researched it a little bit more, and actually counting does help people getting out of anxiety. Counting rewires your brain to be calm and collective. And it helped her, and she was able to finish everything and think clearly and ask for help where help was needed, instead of trying to do everything herself. And that is why I have chosen this particular song, because it has so much meaning to me, coming from a medical point of view, coming from a point of view of being happy and healthy mentally and physically. And if we can use a song or mass or anything like that, that we use usually on a daily basis, to calm ourselves down, besides taking the deep breath techniques that I have shared before with breathing in through the count of four through the nose, holding the breath to the count of seven to accumulate all the toxins in the body, and then exhaling sharply through the mouth to the count of eight to get rid of everything negative within us. After two or three of those deep breaths, my mind is as clear as crystal. It's unbelievable what it does for me. And it's not a two, it's a four, because I have chosen to use the tools that I have to help me. And so now when I see people stressing out and the breathing, they're not into it. So if they don't apply themselves to really do it and to follow the instructions, it's not going to work. So then you can start going with the counting backwards, which is really a common thing. So I, for one, want to learn those lyrics by heart now so I can use them more. And I just thought it'd be a fun way to show you what you can do. And if somebody is forgetful and you go through a song that they sang their whole lives or most of their lives, it will come back and they remember. And when they can sing a song, like my grandmother on her 100th birthday, even the mayor from the city where we grew up in Europe came to help celebrate her 100th birthday, her centennial birthday. And they have chosen some songs to sing. And you know what? The only person who knew all 5 to 7 or 8 verses to those songs was my grandmother, without any notes, without any words written out on a piece of paper, by heart. And she sang each and every verse perfectly. Everybody was floored. We, the younger generation, were in our 50s or 40s or 30s or 20s. We had no clue. We had no clue. We knew maybe the first verse. And then we had to read the rest off the sheet that we got, off the song sheet. And she just looked around and sang her heart out so beautifully. That's why, again, singing music is such a healing tool. Let's do that. So, okay. Honestly, we have not known this song, nor have I ever done 12 Days of Christmas. I never had any idea about that because I didn't grow up over here. However, what we did do as children, or our parents made for us, was an Advent calendar with a goodie behind each door of the calendar. That was so much fun. I actually made some of those Advent calendars for my daughter or our daughter when she was younger. And I made them with small matchboxes so I could fit either a sticker or a quarter or a small piece of chocolate or something in it that I knew she'd be excited about in the morning when she was able to open it before going to school or something. So what are some of the things you are doing? What are some of your traditions? Are you ready to share them with us here or your family? If you can choose only one gift for yourself to receive or to give to a loved one, what would it be? Joy, peace, happiness, faith, health, love, financial freedom, time freedom, abundance, or whatever else comes to your mind. What would it be? Do you make New Year's resolutions and do they work for you? How often have you gone through and kept your word? How often did you give up before your time was up? Like when you said, oh, as of January 1st, I'm going to go to the gym at least 3 times a week for this next year. And after month two, you go, oh my gosh, I can't do this. It's wearing me out. It's getting me sore. It's making me feel sluggish. All the opposite of what it's supposed to do when you do it right and regularly and not overdoing it, but in moderation. So having said all that, you know what? I would love to hear from you what your traditions are and what you're doing. And I'm going to give you right now already where you can send the information before I will go on and read you a beautiful poem for Christmas that I just found. Also, I just ordered the Leo Buscoglia Christmas Stories again. I had that book before and loved it with all my heart. I read those stories every Christmas until my mom came to visit a few years ago, and I read her some stories, and she goes, "I love these stories. They're amazing." So I gave her the book. And then I realized I just wanted to start it and read a story every day, and I couldn't find the book anymore. And I remembered, oh my gosh, I blessed my mom with it. So I bought a new one that's coming in today. So as of tomorrow, I get to read those fun stories again. So yeah. So if you have anything to share, number one, what your traditions are, so I can expand on that, maybe for next week's show, who knows. What you do, what you don't do, how you get things done, if you make an advent calendar or not. If you do, how do you make it? With those little matchboxes, I put them on a heavy-duty cardboard box, and I just glued them on so they stayed sturdy, you know, and I put the number on each one, and I decorated them so they looked nice, or painted them or something like that. Quite often it was easier with just a little bit of wrapping paper and then put a nice number on it so it was visible which one was one and which one was up to 25. Anyways, so my email is dythomson@gmail.com for feedback, suggestions, sharing. If you want to be on the show with me and I share something that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, that'd be totally awesome. Because those are not just my New Year's resolutions. I don't have any of those. Those are just part of my daily life that I use now. And actually, wow, yeah, I asked you, how often did you give up before it was there? Will it be easier to follow through when you have a guide? That made a difference for me, huge one. And I can tell you and promise you, I'm here for you to help you achieve your healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. What better way to start now so you are on the route to better health before 2020 knocks at the door? It takes about 7 days or so to get your starter kit to start getting healthy after we have talked and defined on what is your need and what is your goal to reach. So we can actually lay it out and work the plan and plan the work, okay? So that's it for right now. So I gave you my email. My phone number is 562-335-4956 for voicemail or text only. And, of course, I'm going to be back next week on the last episode of this year. And then we'll continue on January 9th, 2020. So you can have Merry Christmas, and you don't need to worry about the day after. Now, to end this, I want to read you that Christmas miracle poem that I just found. And it's kind of like sweet and bittersweet in many ways. However, when we read the correct, the words correctly, and we are open for the meaning, we can actually learn quite a bit from it. All right, it's called a Christmas Miracle. It was 6 months ago and a day when her husband passed away. The doctor said there's no more to do, so she quit her job to help him through. The child was sleeping when his father died to tell her son, oh, how she tried. The little boy cried that night, full of fear, full of fright. And on that night, she lost her faith, never to believe in the pearly gate. She made a vow to never pray. It meant nothing now, anyway. At the funeral, she could only stare, wishing that his dad were there. Tears were filling people's eyes, saddened by the young boy's cries. As the months went by, things got rough. She went back to work, but it wasn't enough. With no food, no money, and bills to pay, she just couldn't bring herself to pray. Before she knew it, it was Christmas time, and she wasn't able to save a dime. She felt so bad that she had no tree for her all her son's friends to see. On Christmas Eve, they slept together. She promised her son she'd be there forever. Yes, on Christmas Eve, they slept together. She promised her son she'd be there forever. He asked her if Santa was coming tonight. She whispered, no, with tears in sight. Her son would sulk. It wasn't fair. She hated to see him in despair. She wanted to give him. She wanted to give her some joy. Oh, how she wished she had a toy. Then the mother got to her knees to pray, asking the Lord to hear her say. She asked for help to return a smile to the face of her little child. On Christmas morning, the boy was screaming. She saw his eyes were wide and gleaming. At the door were games, toys, even a bike, and a card that said, for the tyke. With a great big smile and eyes so bright, he kissed his mom and he held her tight. She learned that a charity heard of her plight and frantically scrambled through the night. Then again, the mother got to her knees to pray, thanking the Lord for hearing her say. She thanked the Lord for returning a smile to the face of her little child. This poem was written by Paul R. Mace McPherson in Somerville, Massachusetts. I go, wow, this really meant so much to me. I can't tell you how many people that I know personally or have known of over the last month have passed away. This season is always twofold. It is a season to be grateful, to be thankful, to be blessed, to live in abundance. And abundance does not mean having money to waste. Abundance has to do with mindset. Having a perfect, happy, healthy mindset, making the best out of every situation, praying for each other or for somebody who wronged us or for something that happened to us. It might have happened for us. To understand the correct meaning of the words written or said to us, not having negative interpretations, not having negative perceptions, but being positive, making the best out of everything. And just as this mom here in this poem had lost her husband and had lost her faith, she gained back her faith, especially just the day before Christmas, and especially the morning off when her son was blessed with toys and things that she could not give him. So when we pray, we never know who hears it. We know for a fact God does. He does not always answer it immediately. It's all in his time. But he hears it, and sometimes he lets other people take charge of the solution, just like in this case, the people who heard the story took care of it. And that's why I think this is one of the most amazing seasons of the year, where people are more open to hear, to open their ears, to open their hearts, to spread cheer and to spread cards. Not cards, but cards. And, you know, quite often a homemade card from a child means even more than a store-bought card with nice writing on it or something. Just even if it's just a piece of paper and some coloring on it or a few stickers on it or something, that makes a big difference. And I'm just thinking, I remember I used to go to the convalescent home next door to me. Actually, it's just a couple of, it's one or two blocks away from me. And I brought them Christmas presents, or I read them a poem or did something, just because not all of them have family or friends who stop by. And some people, despite the fact that that particular nursing home does a lot of things with their patients, they have a great department for activities, a wonderful activity director. It's amazing what they're doing, yet still, people who don't get a friend to come and visit, they still feel lonely despite all their roommates or homemates in their nursing homemates. It's just different. So why don't we go and step outside of our box and maybe, if you're up to it, grab a couple of people who love to sing, take a guitar or something with you, and go play somewhere. Make arrangements to go play some songs and have them sing along, or do something that is totally amazing to just make sure that people feel the blessing. And it doesn't matter if they're atheists or if they're whatever religion, who cares? It's to be there to appreciate them and to love them for who they are and to let them know that they matter. And that's what this is all about. Let's matter. Let's let people know they matter and that it's not about me, me, me. What do I want? What can I do? What can I do? This is not the real thing. So let's live our lives in mindset abundance, in giving and sharing small things, other things, homemade things, and just love on one another. Just a big smile can be the biggest present to somebody who has not gotten a smile in a while. So that's it for right now. I gave enough information for things to do, for things for yourself, for somebody else, to look at things, to count backwards, to reduce anxiety. I've given you a few things. Please do listen to Roger Whitaker's 12 Days of Christmas. It is absolutely amazing the way it's sung. And, you know, let's learn those 12 stanzas by heart so we can actually help somebody who gets into a tizzy to calm them down, make sure it's counting backwards. So I wish everybody today already, 15 days early, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And may you be blessed. And please let me know how I can best serve you. And if one of your gifts is health and you need help, please let me know and I'll be there to help you. God bless, and until next week.